Just go home and bury your dead. Let him go. But Christ is there, stepping in for Jairus, saying, don't be afraid. Only believe. And so he goes and would not let anyone come except Peter, James, and John. And he goes to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and he sees the tumult. And the people are, oh, 12-year-old girl has died. You can imagine, very heart-wrenching moment for people. And Jesus comes, and he tries to put the positive on it. Why do you do this? I'm here. Why do you weep? The damsel's not dead, but sleeping. Because he had the power to raise the dead. So, to the one who has power to raise the dead are just asleep. To him, they are no more than sleeping. And that is what death is to God. That's why in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul speaks of it as sleep. He doesn't say, why do you weep? The damsel's not dead, but in heaven. The damsel's not in dead, but she's with God. Because that's not how it is. She's not with God, she's sleeping. It's like she's sleeping. She's there, but she's asleep. That is how God sees the dead. And that is how the New Testament teaches the dead are. The dead sleep. The dead don't know anything. And really, all men instinctively understand death in these terms. When they look on something dead, they know what death is. But by doctrines and by hopes and our, you know, we think about it and we want to believe other things, and so we begin to formulate our own theories about death. And people come and they bring us traditions and thoughts and ideas, and so our minds become corrupted from the truth. Death is like sleep. They are there, but they're not conscious. They are there, but they don't know they're there. They don't know anything. The dead know not anything. From Ecclesiastes. Otherwise, then, and Jesus Christ has the power of resurrection. His resurrection, never to die again, showed how we shall be raised. And therefore, we don't sorrow as others who have no hope. So we might sorrow for the loss, for our loss, when someone dies, but we also know that we will see them again in the resurrection from the dead. But I don't comfort myself saying, oh, they're in heaven. Why? Is that more comforting than knowing they're asleep? Perhaps. Our children are never safer than when they're quietly sleeping. And so that's how Jesus sees the damsel. He sees her as sleeping, though she is certainly dead. But they laugh him to scorn. Ha ha! Funny guy! He gets them all out of there. He was a very authoritative kind of guy. He would push people out. Not physically. I mean, what I mean is he could clear a room if he wanted to. All right, everyone out. So he takes her by the hand and brings her out, right? And she arises. She's awake. She walks, and they're astonished. She was dead. She'd only just died. He charged them straightly that no man should know it, and said, give her some food. He was very thoughtful of people's needs. Give her something to eat. She'd been sick. Not only had she probably been sick, not eating. So she gets up and walks. She's alive. And he knows she needs to eat. It makes me think of my wife, who's always like thinking of my children and me. And like, they need to eat. They need food. He's very careful. Very mindful of the needs of people. And that we see the Lord's tender compassion. Not just to do a work to impress people. But he really cares. He really has compassion.